SRN News. I'm John Scott. A judge has agreed to move the trial of a man charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students to a different city. Judge John C. Judge said he was concerned about defendant Brian Koberger's ability to receive a fair trial at the Latta County Courthouse in Moscow, given extensive media coverage. Tuesday night's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will be focusing on tactics.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid people.
Donald Trump over the weekend.
And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Tens of millions of viewers are expected to watch. Many of Donald Trump's previous debate opponents say, look out for the thing he says or does that she can't possibly prepare for. A former Kamala Harris aide says the former prosecutor wants to win Tuesday night on merit. A presidential debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday on ABC. I'm Rita Foley.
And that ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, Congress returns to vote today with a controversial government spending bill coming up for a vote this week.
Congress needs to approve a spending bill before the end of the budget year, September 30th. But the effort to prevent a government shutdown could be stymied by a GOP demand in the House that states require proof of citizenship when registering people to vote. Critics say it blocks legitimate voters who don't have easy access to their documents. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stock trading remains high. All three major indexes up well over 1%. This is SRN News. A court battle in Colorado over school field trips. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Did you ever take an overnight trip with your school sports team or maybe the marching band? Remember how they would assign you to a hotel room, four boys or four girls? Lots of fun. But suppose you found out that one of the girls was a boy. That's what happened to a couple in Colorado whose 11-year-old daughter was ordered to share a bed with a boy who was living as a girl. Now they're suing Jefferson County Public Schools over its gender identity policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion questions are on the ballot in nine states in November and could help draw more voters to the polls. Experts say it's unclear which party might benefit from that surge. The places with abortion ballot measures include the presidential battleground states of Arizona and Nevada, plus Montana, where the race for the Senate is expected to be very close. This is SRN News. A remote tribe is reeling from widespread illness and cancer. What role did the U.S. government play?
The remote Duck Valley Reservation that straddles Nevada and Idaho has battled toxic contaminants on its land for decades. Shoshone Paiute tribal members suspect fuels, chemical spills from U.S. government buildings have caused widespread illness and death. The discovery of an old document with a mention of Agent Orange chemicals suggests the government may have been more involved in contaminating the land. The Bureau of Indian Affairs says it's investigating whether the chemicals were sprayed around irrigation canals and would work with the tribes on an action plan. I'm Julie Walker.
The famed Cyclone roller coaster in New York City's Coney Island has reopened 2 weeks after a mechanical problem forced a mid-ride stop and people had to be helped off the attraction. City inspectors giving the 97-year-old wooden roller coaster a thumbs up. More details at srnnews.com.